Yeah, so I was just going through my daily routine. So the SkyTrain station just after 3 o'clock at Surrey Central. And I noticed someone putting up a sign on a porta potty. And I thought that was, you know, it's a little weird that someone was putting up these signs. And I noticed around Surrey Central, it's kind of the message board for bozos, if I can say that on air.
You certainly can.
So I saw the sign. I took a photo of it because I thought it was a little ridiculous. And I thought to myself, you know, what can I do about this? And in the past, I noticed there was a sign that was pro-Black Lives Matter at Surrey Central, and it was defaced and ripped down. So I decided, you know, if these white supremacists can take down signs, maybe I can as well. So I took it down, and little did I know, the guy who was handing out the signs was around the corner. He yelled at me for a little bit, called me anti-white, called me hateful. You know, nothing new under the sun for these guys. And I chose not to engage, walked away, and called the transit police.
Well, now you certainly made the right decision not to engage, because I just think people like that, they're not even worth right. the time or the effort. Now, when you called transit police, what did they say?
Yeah, I gave transit police a text, actually, because I wanted to send them a photo of the material that I found. And they said the material is hateful and would be taken down, but they said they would look for the guy, and they didn't find him, which is a shame, of course. I actually got messages after the fact that this guy went inside Surrey Central Mall and harassed actually people I went to high school with, funny enough. I haven't talked to in 5 years. And they harassed them and talked to them about white issues and white erasure and how they shouldn't accept treatment from minorities or whatever doing hate they have.
Brutal, brutal. But okay, so what I love that you have done now is you have put basically a bounty on these posters. Anyone who sees one and takes it down and then tweets you a picture of them having taken it down, you're going to send them $5?
Yep, I'll send them. I want to clarify this. People are calling me a cheapo online, actually. It's $5 for each poster they take down.
Huh.
So if you send me a photo of posters that you've taken down at run_Neil, I'll send you $5 for each one you take down. Just make sure they're all visible and make sure that you tear them up and recycle them after.
And I would just like to say, I don't think you're a cheapo at all for doing. There's a lot of hate speech out there and stuff. And what you're doing is a wonderful thing, putting your money where your mouth is. I see it as the equivalent of like, hey, look, I'll buy you a beer. You know, do the right thing and I'll buy you a beer. Which I just like. People shouldn't need motivation to take these things down, but it's so cool that you put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, people DM'd me in the past day and said, I found this sign, I ripped it down, I don't want the money, but I just wanted to show you that I did a good thing.
Oh, so people are saying they don't even want the money.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
That's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the right thing to
do
is to not take
absolutely.
Money. It is something that should come down anyway. Well, you are a very good man, Raneel, and we need more people like you out there.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man. Have an awesome day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.